Okay, I'm really glad my guest Floyd Wicks held over for another short segment here. Just to wrap up, the seawellwater.com is the place to go, seawellwater.com. The floating desal buoys is in the process, and this segment we're going to find out the time frame, the cost, and the long-term goals and benefits. What does this company hope to do for the coast in California? Floyd.
Okay, well, first of all, the cost factor is really significant because, not significantly high, but compared to, let's say, for example, Santa Barbara treatment plant, when you have a small scale onshore plant like Santa Barbara, there's so many pieces of real estate that have to be involved, and it's like just a whole campus of buildings and pipelines and what have you. But when you're building a seawell unit that's compact, you can build it actually under roof in a warehouse environment and get everything done right to identically every unit that comes through there. And so you have a lot more control in your cost is the point. So our forecast, our model, financial model is showing that we can provide water at a cost that's comparable to the largest desal plant in California, which is the Carlsbad plant down in San Diego County. Their price currently is about $3,000 an acre foot, and our price is in that same ballpark. Santa Barbara plant is higher than that. I don't know exactly what the right final number is yet for Santa Barbara, but it's probably in the range of 25% higher than that number.
Wow.
It's hard to build a small desal plant on the shore, but we're talking about timeline for Vandenberg, for example, is about, we're hoping, you know, a lot of this is speculation on getting permits and in a timely manner. We believe we're hearing real good stuff from the Coastal Commission and others. Probably about late 2025 we'd start construction, and about within 12 to 18 months after have our first full-size buoy in the water and a pipeline to shore, of course.
And ultimately, so if it's successful, how many buoys? You know, what is going to be the long-term benefit for the coastal California?
Yeah, what we're looking at is a plan called the Water Tap Plan. Our founder, Jim Dielson, came up with that name. Peter Stricker, the CEO, local Santa Barbara, local CEO, we've been working on a plan called the Water Tap Plan that goes, you can aggregate a number of these buoys together to bring more volume in. We're looking at a 200,000 acre feet per year total capacity all along the 800-mile coastline of California. What that does, Mark, is it frees up water currently coming to the coast, state water or otherwise. Up in north, it's a different kind of supplies coming into San Francisco, for example. There, you can free up that water, and you don't have to build any more infrastructure to have the water that used to come to the Central Coast, futuristically used to come, that can then be rerouted to the Central Valley and other inland communities that can't get access to the ocean. So the farmers, the farming community in this state are hurting. They need more solid, reliable sources of supply. And this would help do that. And by quick example, the Vandenberg uses 5,500 acre feet, not uses, but owns 5,500 acre feet of state water. They would be able to free that up to let it go elsewhere without, you can have it redirected without having to build any more pipes or pumps or anything.
It sounds like a laudable plan and goal and benefit. My guest has been Floyd Wicks. He's spent 50 years in water. He's currently on the Montecito Water District and involved in seawellwater.com, seawellwater.com. You could learn more about it. And I'm looking forward to swimming out there and hanging out on the buoy. I hope you can make each one with a palm tree and little sand, and we can all swim to them. Floyd, great talking to you again. Thanks so much for your time.
Likewise, Mark. Thanks for the invitation. You take care.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye for now. The rest of you stay tuned for the weekly Multiple Listing Sales Update.